For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A partial government shutdown is now happening.
We're going to have a shutdown. There's nothing we can do about that because we need the Democrats to give us their vote.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The president will try to do his best to blame Democrats, but it's flatly absurd. President Trump called for a shutdown no less than 25 times.
Agencies that are still open, the Post Office, the National Weather Service, and NORAD to keep track of Santa. Who's affected by the shutdown? Jacqueline Simon with the Federal Employees Union.
About 800,000 federal employees would be affected. These are all people who are either going to be forced to go to work without a paycheck or will be locked out of their jobs with no assurance that they'll ever be paid.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is recovering after surgery to remove a malignant growth in her left lung. It's the third time Ginsburg has been treated for cancer since 1999. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules and that scans didn't detect any malignancies anywhere else in her body. British police have arrested a man and a woman for using drones at London's Gatwick Airport. They brought the airport to a standstill for 3 days, stranding travelers during the holidays. The BBC's Ben Schofield.
Disruption in total has caused disruption to or cancellations and diversions to more than 1,000 flights, affecting 150,000 passengers. There will be some relief that the military and the police will remain at the airport to keep the airfield open.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
USA Radio's Tim Berg is talking with Wallet Hub and ranking the best places to spend Christmas.
Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States and also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend up to $720 billion over the holiday season. Wallet Hub did a study where they talked about the best places for Christmas celebrations. I had a chance to catch up with Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez to discuss some of the places people like spending their Christmas.
They really are all over the place. A lot of the major cities near the top of the list. Dallas came in at number 10, then even more west, Seattle at 9, Chicago 8, Los Angeles at 7, and San Francisco at 6. So you can already see the West Coast is doing pretty well here. And then bringing it back to the East Coast for most of the top 5, Pittsburgh ranked number 5. Then Atlanta at 4, New York City at 3, Las Vegas at 2, and number 1 was Orlando.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My name is Captain Anna Galt, and I would like to wish my family in Latrobe a very Merry Christmas. Special shout out to my grandmother, Rose Tolinko, and my uncle, Steve Tolinko. Happy holidays from Al-Udeid Air Base. Go Steelers!
I'm First Lieutenant Esther Cardenas, deployed here at IUD Air Base Qatar, and I want to wish my husband and son a very Merry Christmas in San Antonio, Texas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.